coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, we have something really, really strange going on in the neighborhood. Churches are being burnt down in Canada. And it looks like the government, their response is not in order. It seems like that they are for churches being burned down in the neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just really puzzled. I know that that society up there, you know, a lot of the people that's in power, a lot of them, you know, don't really believe in God and what have you, but ladies and gentlemen, this is really, really crazy. And that's why I wanted you to hear this for yourself. I want you to hear this for yourself. There's a reporter that deals with, I believe she has a website called Rebel News. And this is where I first got this from. Matter of fact, she's making a report. It's a real short documentary. Listen to this and then I'll come back with a wrap up at the end.
1 month, close to 50 churches have been burnt or vandalized in Canada, and it looks like they're not about to stop.
But all of a sudden, Canada looks a lot like the Soviet Union. Seem like we're exaggerating a little bit? Well, they're burning Catholic and Anglican churches in recent days. Leftist groups are. But Canada's leaders aren't condemning the burning of churches. No, they're endorsing the burning of churches.
Oh, look at that new one. Somebody's putting their water out.
The tower is on fire now.
Maybe the people who do this should know that we have it done before too.
And terror have instilled fear in Christians across the country from many different backgrounds, including First Nations.
I love that church. I loved it. They don't like seeing it up on crap.
As a Native way, we do not condone destruction of worship places. As Indigenous people, we do not spread hate. How we got here was a result of hate. Someone hated us Indigenous people and felt the need to destroy us and our culture. And so 150 years later, we're still at this place where we're having religious wars with each other. Well, we hate you because you hate this, you hate that. And so people are burning down people's places of worship.
Heartbroken. I can't think of anything. I'm just walking around in circles and my heart's just aching. Shaking. I just needed someone to hug me and to tell me we're together.
Part of the problem here is that a lot of the young people don't understand the historical significance that the church has, that their grandparents or great-grandparents all went to that church. They went there, they had festivities, they had good times.
Adam Subs here for Rebel News, and I am outside of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Calgary, Alberta. This is just one of the at least 10 churches in Calgary that were targeted in a spree of vandalism. This, combined with the arson of churches across this country, including churches on First Nations land, is a troubling trend. And what's possibly more troubling is the response on social media.
The persecution of Christians is happening right now in our beautiful country, and those with the power to do something about it are inciting it, ignoring it. You talked about Canada's last wrongs, the past things they haven't done right. When will you speak out about the 20 vandalized churches? They're burning churches and vandalizing them, and you're not calling it a hate crime. We're completely minimalizing the magnitude of what is really going on here.
Then a close confidant of the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, a man called Gerald Butts, called the arson, and we're quoting now, understandable.
That's why we need you to take action now, whether you're religious or not. Unless you want to live in a country where the only religion allowed is the worshiping of the government as well as the compliance, please go to saveourchurches.com. We're going to send this petition far and wide. It's going to go to our RCMP Commissioner, Brenda Luckey, our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, as well as our Public Safety Minister, Bill Blair. We must stand against this for the safety of the people in our country. Drea Humphrey with Rebel News.
All right. That was a report there from Rebel News, and that was a lady called Miss Humphrey. And wow, ladies and gentlemen, well, you heard it for yourself. You heard it for yourself. The government, rather than condemning the burning of churches, seems like they are endorsing it. They're just being silent, you know. And when you are silent when there is a sin, then a person is really endorsing that particular sin. They won't call it a hate crime or anything, ladies and gentlemen. And you heard the reporter, she was trying to ask the president, you know, why he hadn't spoken out against these. At that time, it was 20 churches that had been burnt down. And now in that 1 month, 50 churches done been burnt down. And it's still going on, ladies and gentlemen. And most of us are not even hearing anything about it, how the Christians are really being attacked just across the border there in Canada. But let me just analyze the problem and then give you what I believe is the solution. First of all, we need to just realize the enemy has done this. See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places. And so let's not get mad. Let's not get mad at a man. There's a spirit that is within man that is causing all of this. And then there is an atheistic society. What we are seeing, we are just reaping the fruit of an atheistic society. For a long time, ladies and gentlemen, Canada has been weak on preaching the gospel. And that society, for the most part, is an atheistic society. And now you just got a bunch of atheists in control. They are in a power. They are there in position of authority. So an atheist don't care anything about a church. So they're not going to speak out and condemn churches and things like that. And then number three, young people who don't know the Lord, then they don't value a church. They don't value a church. You heard one of the men's there that would be in an interview. That was his comment. He said, you know, these young people today, they don't really value, the church, not really realizing that their mama and them used to go to the church, grandmama and them used to go to the church. They had good times in that church. They had celebrations in that church. They was there for each other in bad times. They don't really realize the importance of a church in the community. And we even see it in our society here in America. Remember last year when they shut down the churches? They looked at the church as a non-essential business. It's not really essential. They looked at the liquor stores and things like that, bars and things like that, as being more essential than churches. And see, ladies and gentlemen, we're just a little bit far behind Canada. But we're going to start seeing the same thing happen here in America if America don't change its ways. And so, but what's the solution? I believe it's evangelism. The scripture says, he that wins souls is wise. And that's what we got to do, ladies and gentlemen. We got to win souls to Christ. See, part of the problem here in our churches in America, we are winning people to our churches, and we are filling up our churches, but we are filling up our churches with unconverted people, people who really hadn't heard the gospel, people who really hadn't surrendered their life to Jesus Christ, people who are not really repentant. We are letting people join our church, living in all kinds of sin. Matter of fact, we even coming up with sinful churches now. We got homosexual churches and churches where you got people that want to drink beer together and alcohol together. And so we got whatever kind of sin you can name, they'll start a church in order to attract those kinds of spirits. And that's the thing about spirits. Once you let a certain kind of spirit come into your church, it won't be long for that spirit will take over your church. So if that pastor's in the pulpit, he's an alcoholic pastor, his deacons are alcoholic, it won't be long before the whole church is alcoholic. Or if that pastor is a homosexual, it won't be long before that whole church is homosexual. If that pastor is a gambler, it won't be long before that whole church is a gambler. Because whatever kind of spirit you got, whatever kind of spirit the head of that church got, that's what he's going to attract. That's what he's going to attract. And so there's a lot of false churches out there, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that calls itself a church is really not a church. And so if we really want to make sure that we don't see the same thing that's happening in Canada happen in America, we better start really evangelizing and winning souls to Christ. Jesus gave us marching orders. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that word teach means to make a disciple. Make a disciple. In other words, make a student of Jesus Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ. Not a follower of the pastor, not a follower of a church, but a follower of Jesus Christ. living on the principles of Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen. And when we do that, when we build a real church, when we build a real church, the scripture says the gates of hell shall not prevail against a real church. And so that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. But let's pray for Canada. Let's make sure we pray for Canada, those churches in Canada. And let's pray that souls would be saved there in Canada. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.